car, a Hornet, wasn't his. It was a loan from a close friend. The same one, in fact, who so badly affected Edgar's current disposition, for only the previous night, they had both agreed it was finally over between them. This was not the first love of Edgar's life, nor, he thought, would it be his last. There was something wonderful about being in love, and a part of him, too, relished the secrecy that had to accompany a love of this nature, which could not be made public. Love, to Edgar, was a complex system of agreed-upon signals, of clandestine meetings and unseen departures. As Tacitus long ago observed, the illicit has an added charm. And though Edgar knew that he must, surely, sooner or later fall in love again, a part of him grieved this final parting, for this friend was very dear to him, and perhaps in another life, another time, they would not have had to hide themselves from the world.